October the 8th, 2011. In January of 2011, something happened to me that was so profound, violent and spectacular that the episode seemed to fill my entire consciousness. This feeling lasted for about a month, at the end of which I wrote the following. The following is a factual account of something that happened to me about a month ago. I feel that now I'm a good distance away from the experience, I can see it more through the eyes of objectivity than subjectivity. So, for what it's worth, I share it with you now. I started to write a poem called The Brandish of the Truncheon about a month ago, trying to explore, in rhyme, what it means to be a man. And obviously, it's an expansive topic as it means different things to different people. Ironically, less than a week after I asked the universe to deliver me a new lesson in what it means to be a man, we were burgled. Everyone was out, except me. I was in my study. I heard noises and came face to face with a man in my kitchen who had my housemate's laptop under his arm. I put my hand up to his chest, looked very deeply into his eyes, saw the energetics of a brother who has lost his way, and told him what I saw. I told him that if he put down the laptop and just walked away, that we could say no more about it. He was delighted, and perhaps a bit scared, as was I, and he put down the laptop. Then the second one came round the corner. He was younger, angry, skinny teenager type, where the former was probably about 36. He'd drawn his hoodie strings over his face, so all I could see were his eyes. He was not so susceptible to energetic negotiation, and when I tried, he threatened me by brandishing the truncheon. In this case, it was a roofing hammer with sharp teeth. "Fucking move or I'll hit you," he said, and we both froze. In that moment, I heard two distinct voices. My head suggested I disarm the youth or hit him with a frying pan, which was totally within reach, and then various scenarios started playing out at lightning speed. But in my chest it got very hot, and it was more like a feeling than a thought. The feeling was so strong it made me put both my hands in the air, look into the young man's cold, dark eyes, and say, "I don't want to get hurt." I stepped backwards, and he walked past me, picked up the laptop that the other one had put down, turned round and brandished the truncheon a second time when I made protest noises, and left. Lots of police, witness statements, photo fit exercises and character builders later, and it all seems to be pretty much over. They got a gold ring and two laptops, no one was hurt, and nothing is irreplaceable like the life of a particular human in their current incarnation. So I learned that for me, being a man, in this instance, meant responding to my heart in the moment where all my ego had to say was, "Don't be a pussy, you can take that little fucker." Ego played havoc on me for 3 days after that, pretty much non-stop. It was like a nasty skunk psychosis, but my heart kept on like a firm, gentle squeeze of support on the shoulder, and my ego has now graciously accepted that spirit made the right choice not to pick up the frying pan or attempt heroism, which could have resulted in loss of life, his or mine. I didn't put it on my Facebook wall, and I haven't shared the experience with many people until now. It still upsets me when I go deeply into the memory of it, primarily because it fuels fantasies of bloodlust, beating, maiming, locking all the doors so they can't get out, screaming like a psycho and chasing them around my house with an axe. Yes, we have an axe. Singing, come out, wherever you are, like a proper scary nutter. And feelings of predatory, animalistic man rage that have no room for or interest in compassion, brotherhood, or forgiveness. I guess this is my dark primal side, driven by pride and ego. Not a bad thing or something I feel I should be ashamed of, but something to be aware of and loving towards. And in most of these visions, I have these crazy vigilante skills and first-class fighting style like a Hollywood stuntman. In truth, I'd never even taken a self-defense class. These visions and rages have pretty much gone away now, down to maybe 3 or 4 times a week. But before this experience, I didn't even know I had such things in me. So this has been a real learning. I feel very blessed to have had the lesson, and it's exactly what I asked the universe for. And now I feel I've been given the opportunity to share it by virtue of the internet. It seems good for me to do so. I hope my intimacy has given something to some people. Love always. Simon.